I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on immigration in place indefinitely, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The case will be argued in February, and the stay will be maintained until a decision is made. The limits are often referred to as Title 42. It turns away most people who request asylum at the border on grounds of preventing spread of the coronavirus. Immigration advocates sued to end the policy, saying it goes against American and international obligations to people who want to come to the U.S. to escape persecution. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is advancing preparations to manage the border in a secure, orderly, and humane way when Title 42 eventually lifts, and will continue expanding legal pathways for immigration. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The monster storm that killed dozens in the United States over the Christmas weekend is continuing to inflict misery on New York State and air travelers nationwide Tuesday as stories emerged of families trapped for days. New York State's governor and a Buffalo native, Kathy Hochul, described the storm aftermath as resembling a war zone.
We have been through a lot of wars together, and this blizzard is the one for the ages. Certainly it is the blizzard of the century.
The number of deaths attributed to the winter storm, most of them in road accidents, rose to at least 50, and the mayor of western New York State's biggest city, Buffalo, says he expects that number to rise. Serbs have erected more roadblocks in northern Kosovo and defied international demands to remove those placed earlier. The move on Tuesday came a day after Serbia put its troops near the border on a high level of combat readiness. The new barriers made of heavily loaded trucks were put up on Tuesday. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council on Tuesday called for the full, equal, and meaningful participation of women and girls in Afghanistan, denouncing a ban by the Taliban-led administration on women attending universities or working for humanitarian aid groups. In a statement agreed by consensus, the 15-member council said the ban on women and girls attending high school and universities in Afghanistan, quote, represents an increasing erosion for the respect of human rights and fundamental freedoms. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's tax returns are expected to be made public on Friday, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Former President Donald Trump's tax returns are expected to be released by the House Ways and Means Committee. That's according to a congressional aide who was not authorized to discuss the timing of the release publicly and spoke in condition of anonymity. Friday is the next time the House is scheduled to meet for a routine pro forma session. The Democratic-controlled committee voted last week to release Trump's returns with some redactions of sensitive information such as Social Security numbers and contact information. The new Congress, with Republicans in control of the House, begins January 3rd. Norman Hall, Washington.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into law a bill requiring the Federal Bureau of Prisons to overhaul outdated security systems and fix broken surveillance cameras. This comes after rampant episodes of staff sexual abuse, inmate escapes, and high-profile deaths, including financier Jeffrey Epstein. The bipartisan Prison Camera Reform Act, which passed the U.S. Senate last year and the House on December 14th, requires the Bureau of Prisons to evaluate and enhance security camera, radio, and public address systems at its 122 facilities. Spain on Tuesday announced a new series of measures, including scrapping value-added tax on staple foods such as bread and milk and extending rent and eviction controls to help ease the economic crisis caused by Russia's war in Ukraine.
Son más de 35 mil millones de euros a los cuales se tienen que sumar.
Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez announced the measures in an end-of-year speech. He said the aim was to protect the, quote, middle and working classes given the rise in the cost of living, energy, and food. Mexico's president on Tuesday urged people not to be tricked by drug traffickers giving out Christmas gifts after suspected cartel members were filmed handing out toys in a major city. Authorities said they launched an investigation after images on social media showed criminals distributing presents in Guadalajara. I'm Joe Ramsey.